My name is Dale Eshelby, and I'm a town councillor here in the town of Lockport. And we have a committee set up, and we're getting prepared for National Indigenous Peoples Day. That's an event that's happening on the 21st of this month, so on Wednesday the 21st. And it's happening at the Beach Center, so the Crescent Beach Center in Lockport. And doors open to the public at 11, and it runs until 4 o'clock.
Great. Now tell me, Dale, a little bit about what this day means to you personally. Is this the first time that Lockport has sort of had an event like this?
We did have last year on the 21st, the solstice, the longest day of the year, we had our first National Indigenous Peoples Day celebration, and we had it was a great event, but it means an awful lot to me because we have so much work to do in order to share learning about our Indigenous cultures and to try and work together to be the best neighbors that we can possibly be. So it hits home with me.
Well said, for sure. Tell me a bit about the event. Walk me through what people can expect of the day of.
When the doors open, there's going to be a huge involvement from our elementary school. And what's going to happen is the students are going to come up in waves up until 1:45. And the first group of students are going to include two Indigenous students who are going to be doing the land acknowledgement. And they're going to be wearing ribbon skirts and a ribbon shirt that is being made by one of our Indigenous committee members. And the kids are really excited about this. There's a big buzz in the school, and the information is going out to the parents. So it's great to be able to have that connection at that level. After the land acknowledgement, we're going to have an Indigenous prayer by another one of our committee members who is Indigenous. And this gentleman is a storyteller, and during the first part of the day and throughout the entire time, there are going to be workshops with making bead bracelets. There's going to be some different foods to try, some flatbread and some Three Sisters salad, things like that, things that are native to the area. There's going to be storytelling the individual who's going to be our storyteller for the day. We'll have lots of posters, lots of information around. We're hoping that there will be an area which will be a quiet area for reflection. We're going to have a lot of the work of Teresa Muse,
right,
who's an elder she's a First Nation educator and advisor.
Nice.
So there's going to be a lot of things happening.
Yeah, and you kind of answered my next question, really, or alluded to it. What do you want people to, you know, get from this event or learn from this event? And really, it's about a day of learning and understanding and, you know, listening, really, isn't it?
Yeah, our mission is to be engaging and to provide learning opportunities about diverse Indigenous voices, experiences, and histories. We want to provide opportunities on the path to reconciliation. We hope to achieve this by bringing people together and enjoying interactions. We're offering items to taste, storytelling, we're providing learning opportunities, and displaying cultural and artistic items. And we want to engage all people, all ages, diversities, locals, and visitors alike. So we're putting out the invitation to everybody.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun day. Where can people find out more information, or if they have any questions, where can they find out more info, Dale?
They're welcome to get a hold of me, and my phone number is 902-874-0568. I'm going to repeat it, 902-874-0568.
All right. Perfect. And they can find the event details over on our website as well. So that's great. Dale, I thank you so much for talking to me today.
Ben, it has been an absolute pleasure, and I hope to see you out there. And, you know, everybody is invited. This is it's a celebration.
It is. All right. Thanks so much, Dale.
All right. Bye.
That was Dale Eshelby, town councillor in Lockport and organizer of this year's National Indigenous Peoples Day, happening on June 21st from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Crescent Beach Center in Lockport.